If we look at these words that Jesus spoke from the cross, help us to open our hearts and minds to those around us and how that we can learn from them on today's special day. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. What was your first thought when you realised that this Sunday is Mothering Sunday? Daffodils in the garden, cards in the shops, dads suddenly remembering they forgot to get the children organised, and children realising they shouldn't have spent all their pocket money on sweets for themselves. Were the mothers and grandmothers here this morning looking forward to something special? Like breakfast served on a tray in bed, a large box of your favourite chocolates, big cards with sloppy poems, and children or grandchildren waiting on you hand and foot, or perhaps a bouquet of exotic flowers delivered to your door. How many of you mums and grandmas have experienced something of that so far today? Well, there's lots of traditions associated with Mothering Sunday, one of which I understand dates back to the 16th century, where people were encouraged on that particular day to return to worship at the church where they were baptised, their mother church. Of course, people didn't move around so much in those days, and just imagine if we had all gone back to the church this morning where we were baptised. There would have been complete chaos on the roads as people drove all over the country. And there are lots of other traditions down the ages associated with Mothering Sunday. But we need to ask the question, what is it all about for us today? Is it a time to indulge our mothers in gratitude for all they've done for us? Is it a sentimental time for sloppy cards and flowers? Is it a time to celebrate the privilege of motherhood? Perhaps it's all of these things and more. Perhaps Mothering Sunday has become a day when Christians can choose to think about the various aspects of motherhood. A day when we can give thanks for our mother church, which helps us grow in our Christian faith. A day when we can remember Mary, the mother of Jesus. And a day when we can give thanks for the gift of parenthood. A day when we remember that God cares for us like a mother. And last but not least, a day when we can give very special thanks for our own mothers. So having taken in these thoughts and questions about Mothering Sunday, let's have a look at these verses from John's Gospel and what Jesus said to his mother from the cross. Now, so dare I ask the question, what sort of son was Jesus? Well, he can't have been the easiest son for Mary to raise, can he? Especially considering the things that she'd been told about him. Mary must still have had the memory of the Archangel Gabriel's message at the very beginning about what Jesus would become. And then the words of Simeon, the prophet at the temple, about the sorrows that she would endure. And then when Jesus was going about preaching and teaching and healing, and the efforts of the Pharisees and the priests made to trip him up, she must often have feared for his safety. And she must also have despaired when he mixed with the tax collectors and others who didn't seem very good characters. When she was worried about him, as mothers often are for their sons and daughters, there can't have been much comfort in what Simeon had said all those years before when he said, "A sword will pierce your soul." And I wonder if Mary remembered those words as she stood there at the foot of the cross, as Jesus hung there in agony. Yet Jesus looked down and saw his mother among the other women standing there. And also there was John the disciple, who, as we read in those verses, was Jesus' closest friend. He was standing nearby. Both Mary and John were obviously overwhelmed with grief, but Jesus' thoughts were for them both. Not himself, but both of them, and especially his mother, as he spoke the words that we all remember. "Woman, here is your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." Even at his worst moment of fear and pain, Jesus was concerned about his mother's welfare and who would look after her in the days ahead. Now the scriptures teach us, don't they, to honour our fathers and mothers. And this command is unconditional. It doesn't just say, honour your father and mother if they deserve it, but do it all the time. Now, television adverts would have us believe in a normal family life of immaculate mums smiling as their families appear with their best clothes filthy dirty, of inept dads being shown up by their perfect wives, and hideous children who rule the whole family with their outrageous demands. And yet it is not many years since we were fed scenes of normal families laughing together, dressed with perfect fashion sense and model good looks, and where dad ruled and everyone was happy. The styles may change over the years, but what stays the same is the pressure of image. The media brandish the latest image and instructions on perfect family image, and the pressure is on us to conform to that. An implied idea or suggestion that living the image will always lead to success. But in these verses this morning, there's no attempt to glamorize or sentimentalize about what mothering involves. The pain and the aching, the bewildered confusion and times of misunderstanding and grief, as well as all the joys and affection, shared laughter and delight in watching our children grow up. And as we look at these verses, we are able to sense something of God's mothering or parenting to us all. While on the cross, Jesus commits his grieving mother to the care of the disciple he loves. And we are seeing a wonderful example of the way we're all given to one another, to care for and to look after. And I think one of the greatest gifts that God gives us in this life is one another. Whether we're married or single, we can help each other. Together, we can walk through the years, learning to listen and to scold, to encourage and forgive, learning to give and accept, to protect and let go, learning the responsibility of helping those dependent on us, accepting our own and perhaps sometimes unwelcome dependence on others. And I think we've been reminded from these verses on this Mothering Sunday, and what we can get from it is God's mothering and parenting, which is no false image, but the real thing. The parenting we all need for our survival, and the parenting we crave. And gaining its and guiding its survival and sensing its importance. Not that we always remember to come to God for it all, For all too often, we search for it instead amongst the unstable world around us. And more often than not, find ourselves let down and abandoned as a result. As humans, we show a resemblance to God's parenting, but as humans, we are bound to let one another down sometimes. But we must understand that God's arms are the ones that embrace all of us, and he holds us in those loving arms, mopping up all our tears and setting us on our feet again. And I'm sure many mums and grandmas and aunts and uncles and godparents will be joining family for lunch or tea or something happening today. And God knows what family life is all about. And he also knows the importance of the single life as well. He knows the heartaches and conflicts in our world. He knows that expressing our love for others can make us vulnerable. And that's why God is so well able to comfort us within our real situations and enable us to cope with the ordinary troubles of life without being overwhelmed by them. He has the resources we need available to us, and his arms are outstretched in welcome. So is Mothering Sunday just a nice occasion when children enjoy giving flowers to their mums and grandmas, and it's a special occasion just to come to church? But I think it needs to be more than that, doesn't it? It needs to be a time to consider the God-given responsibilities of being mothers and grandmothers and godmothers, and also fathers and grandfathers and family friends, and to make it a special time when we to give thanks and honour to our parents as God commands. Even if those parents are not with us anymore, we can still give thanks for the way that they've brought us up over the years they were with us and for all the things they did for us. And if our parents are still here, then again, we can treat them specially on a day like today. But above all, it needs to be a time to thank God for his mother love, that love that we saw as he spoke those words to Mary on the cross, and words that he spoke to her during his lifetime. Sometimes it looked as though he was ignoring her altogether, but I'm sure he wasn't. And gradually Mary came to understand what sort of son he was. So, it needs time to thank God for his mother love, as expressed to us, not just in our family life, but most especially on this Mothering Sunday, in the gift of Jesus Christ, God's one and only Son. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this day of saying thank you, this opportunity to say what we so often mean to say, but rarely do. For mothers and motherhood, for children and families, we bring you this day our grateful praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.